I don't know whether those lepers gave thanks every morning when they woke up. Maybe they were pretty unhappy with their situation. Maybe it was all pretty miserable. I don't know whether anyone here has arthritis. Do you give thanks every morning? It's not easy, is it? Does anybody ever watch the news these days? Do you give thanks? It's really hard. It's really hard. Do you give thanks when things go wrong? Do you give thanks when life looks really, really hard? Give thanks in everything, St. Paul? Really? In all circumstances? Really? Can you be serious? How's that possible? How is it possible? When we are all wounded, well, I assume nobody here has had a life where nothing has ever hurt them. How can we continue to give thanks in everything? It seems ridiculous. And that psalm that we heard, a psalm written at a time when life was not straightforward by any means, and yet give thanks, giving thanks to God, giving thanks to God. I've got a young friend who's in his 20s, and he starts every prayer with "thank you, God," and sometimes he's going through a difficult time, and I think, how do you manage that? How do you manage to start off by giving thanks when things are so difficult? In my work, I know, because people talk to me sometimes, about difficult situations. I've had to take funerals of people who are very young. I've had to care for families who've lost loved ones. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Because we've all been through it. One way or another, we've all suffered. How is it possible, Paul, to give thanks? And then I think about Paul. He's had all sorts of problems. He wakes up every morning, he talks about a pain, that he has a pain. He's asked God to take away the pain, and God hasn't taken the pain away. He's still in pain. I think of him ending up in prison. I think of him holding the coats and seeing Stephen, the first martyr, being stoned to death, and later on remembering what he did. How's it possible to give thanks when I've lived this kind of life? How's it possible to give thanks? And yet, we're commanded to think about God in this way, to give thanks to God. I had a friend called John Hull. He was blind. He went blind. He lost his, what's it called, the retina detached, I think, and it wasn't repairable, and he went blind, completely blind, couldn't see light and dark, nothing, absolutely nothing. Having been someone who had good eyesight, he was an educator. He worked with adult education. Very, very bright person. I remember him speaking at something called World Village once, where we all met together to give thanks to God as a world, as part of God's world. And he spoke. And he spoke about Joseph. We all love Joseph with his coat of many colors, don't we? And he talked about how Joseph made slaves of the people and how terrible that was. And he lamented. And then he said a crazy thing. It seemed crazy to me. "I thank God that I'm blind," he said. I spoke to him after this. "John, what are you on about?" He said, "Because I see the world differently now. I used to be very naive," he said. "I used to think that everything was fine because everything was fine for me. And then I went blind and I realized that life wasn't that simple. But you see things, he said, when you have no sight, that you don't see when you do. He was a very, very thoughtful person, a very deep, sensitive person, and he saw things. I remember him meeting my son Michael when he was about 8, and he put his hand on his head and he said, "You've got a lot of hair, haven't you?" Which he did. And he saw my son in a very lovely way. How is it possible to see and give thanks? There were 10 lepers, and they'd had miserable times, I imagine. Being a leper was pretty miserable in those days, as it is now, I guess. Being a leper is a miserable thing. And they were miserable. And they were crying out to anyone who would listen, "Help us. Help us." And Jesus comes along, and it's an opportunity to cry out again. "Jesus, do you see us? Have pity, have mercy." And he does, because he does. That's how he is. He has pity and mercy, and he says, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And they go, and on the way, they're healed. The priest says they're clean, and they rejoice, presumably. But do they give thanks? One returns, just one. And the strange thing is, he's the one who suffered a lot of discrimination in his life. He's the dreaded Samaritan that nobody likes. People don't like Samaritans. It says in the translation we had, the foreigner. He wasn't one of them. He was from somewhere else, Samaria. And the Jews didn't like the Samaritans. And yet, it was he who'd suffered discrimination and hate who came back to Jesus because he was cleansed. It didn't mean he wasn't going to get that kind of abuse again, because he would, because he was still a Samaritan. But he wouldn't get the abuse he had when he was a leper. And he gave thanks. How is it possible to give thanks? I read a book by someone called Edith Eger. You might have come across it. It's called The Choice, and there's one called The Gift. She was a captive in Auschwitz. She was a young woman, a girl, when she was taken to Auschwitz. And she said in her book that she had a choice to make. She could hate her captors forever, or she could look at them and forgive them and even give thanks. I couldn't write that. I'm not suggesting that I could write that or say that. In fact, when I read the book, my eyes filled with tears. I couldn't believe this. What's she saying? She gives thanks. But she said it takes the power away from those people who did those evil things. I say to them, "Thank you for making me resilient. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to grow." I say thank you, and that's the last thing those people wanted. They wanted hatred. They wanted that anger. They loved the power. And she took the power away from them by saying thank you. God wants us to give thanks in all circumstances, and it takes the power away from the things that would get into our hearts and eat away at us. I don't suggest that I know how she did it, Edith Eger. I don't understand John. He's passed away now, but I didn't really understand John when he said, "I give thanks to God that I don't have my sight anymore." I don't claim to understand this, but I'm preaching about it because it seems to me that the people who I think are wonderful Manage to give thanks in all circumstances. I'll tell you a story, last story. When I was starting out in ministry, I went to visit a lady. She's in a bad way, I was told. She's had a stroke. She's bedbound. She can't move. She can speak, but she can't move anything, move her mouth. You know, she can speak. She can swallow, but that's about it. So I went to see her. We'll call her Jenny, yeah? I went to see Jenny, and there she was, lying in bed, looking out of the window. I walked in, and she said, "What a beautiful day!" And I looked around her. I thought, she's in bed. She can't get out. I've just walked in. It is beautiful. Yeah, the birds are singing. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. "Oh, isn't God's creation wonderful?" she said. I said, "Well, yeah, Jenny, but how are you?" She said, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm on top of the world." And I thought, she's lying in bed. She's had a stroke. She can't move. What's going on here? Gosh, it was a lesson to me. You know, I went in a bit fearful, to be honest. I was just starting out in ministry. What am I going to face here? And you know what? She was the minister. She was the minister. She taught me something very important about giving thanks. Because God indeed is gracious and merciful. Jesus changes the lives of those lepers. He changed the life of my friend John. He's changed so many lives. And we give thanks, even though it doesn't mean that we won't suffer and struggle, because we will. Just like Paul did. But Jesus comes to us and loves us. Look at creation. It's a beautiful day out there. It's foggy. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful world out there. Yes, there's trouble and there's pain and suffering, but it's an amazing world. Just think of it. It's absolutely wonderful. And all these gifts we have that God has given us, like those groups that we said thank you to God for, the JYM Club, Smile, All Stars, Springs Church Youth, the toddlers, Open the Book. Wonderful. What wonderful people you are. And I give thanks to you. And I give thanks to God. And no, I'm not the perfect person. And I sometimes grumble. But giving thanks transforms us. That lady, Jenny, lying in that bed when I was a young minister, transformed something for me. And I never went again to the bedside of someone thinking, I know what it's going to be like. They're going to be really down and really unhappy and really sad, because it's not true. You don't know what you're going to meet. But I do know that God is good. And I give thanks to God. And I give thanks to God for you. Thanks to God that I'm here. Here I am. Didn't expect to be here a year ago. Here I am. Thanks be to God. Amen.